I'd like to be in that van with Dr. Sky the next few days.
I'd like to be with him on the 21st when he's arrived. To kind of fly over and drop in.
Drop in.
That kind of traffic would be, mind-bending.
Well, he was talking about Meteor Crater. You know, it's one of those places in Arizona, I have to admit, I drove by the Meteor Crater 200 times before I ever had the time just to pull in. And I've been back a couple times. That is really a pretty spectacular little stop. Very, very interesting. So you can see what a meteor could do. But boy, when I saw this article about this asteroid that just missed Earth, and this one coming in October, I mean, it could take out satellites because it's coming within the satellite bandwidth. You know,
there's one. In August, it's like 4.4 million miles away. I thought, well, that doesn't, how close does it have to be to do damage? So I guess the 22,000 is kind of the magic.
But this is 8,000.
Yeah, I know, right? That is really close.
You know, that's going to be a good show to watch for sure. Mm. You know, you're going to see it. All right, folks, we're talking about seeing great, Jennifer and I were talking earlier about seeing great things all through the Four Corners area and getting our daughter up to college in Denver. And just a spectacular one-week road trip that we took. Well, if you'd like to get involved with your own little Arizona spectacular road trip, get to rosieonthehouse.com and register to win one of our Arizona staycations sponsored by Sanderson Ford. And we draw one winner a month. And when you're notified that you're this month's winner, you get to pick your dates. You get to pick your location. Now, look, we've got lodging partners located virtually throughout the entire state. We have Spring Hill Suites in Prescott. We've got the train facility in Williams. We've got Buck Springs Resort in Pine Top. Copper Queen down in Bisbee. London Bridge at Lake Havasu. The Reardon House, which is a gorgeous home on the hill, Cleopatra Hill at Jerome, with a patio that overlooks the entire Verde Valley. You talk about a spectacular place to wake up and watch a sunrise. We've got the Best Western Plus of Sedona. We've got Molly Butler and Lazy Trout up in Greer. We've got the Red Feather Lodge at Grand Canyon. We've got Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins in Flagstaff. Wherever you want to go in Arizona, we've got lodging partners that can put you up. And you get to pick when you want to go and where you want to go. And we set the whole thing up for you. Jennifer puts a gas card in there, so it doesn't cost you a dime. It's
more than enough for gas and a little something extra, a little meal or two.
Yeah, and y'all are always putting little gift baskets in there from Sibley's West or Soretta's Candy.
And we've got Coyote Odie. Sphinx Date Ranch.
Arizona Highways always gives us some gift books. State Parks now is starting to participate. This the new director of State Parks, who Romy interviewed last week on air. She's on the front page of today's Arizona Republic.
She's on fire.
She is making waves.
She's making a name, and she's known for not dipping into the public fund. She's improved the park. She's given the workers, helped get them raises. So she's just really improving the whole experience for everybody. And she actually left us some tickets for the state park. So we're going to give away, what are we going to give away this morning? Two sets of two.
And a
ticket gets you an adult and child's pass to any state park in the state.
Okay, so how will our listeners participate in that?
First couple texters to 411-923
okay,
and just text in their tickets.
Free passes to the state parks that are stapled to a state park book that show you the 28 different state parks that we have in the great state of Arizona.
You cannot go very far without a state park close by, and they're all done so well.
And they're putting in some cabin lodging at a lot of these. So they are going to be another participant of the staycations. You want to go stay in a little camp cabin at Patagonia Lake or around Tamakori, Tubac.
Well, you and I could do all the beta testing for those.
We could do all of that, absolutely. Our new job description. Go road test all of those state park facilities.
Bye, Romy.
So, on the road again.
Huh? What?
Where are they this week? Yeah.
So get to rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place on the planet that you can register for your own Arizona staycation, like I say, that you design yourself. We work with you. We help you. We assist you as to what you're, where you're trying to go, what you're trying to see. Maybe it's a corner of the state you've never been to before. Well, that corner doesn't exist for us. So if you're going to a new part of Arizona, call us on the office phone. Let's just talk. We'll give you an idea of some of the best and greatest things to see and do.
You know, we always look at staycation as a way to get out of the city, but there's maybe some people who want to come in the city. And this whole month, if you want to visit Scottsdale and you bring a picture of a home improvement project, you get in free to the Scottsdale City Museum. No, that's not
right. West.
Museum of the West. Scottsdale Museum of the West.
For the whole month of August, mm-hmm. for Rosie on the House listeners, take a picture of your home improvement project to Scottsdale's Museum of the West, and they'll let you in for free. And that's a museum worth going to.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.